David Snell, Xsmart IT. David.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Well, here we are. We check in with David every week at this time. He's from Xsmart IT in Wareham. And so the topic this week, Google Chrome gets AI integration. All right. So this is a big announcement, right, from Google?
It certainly is. And I guess we're all getting AI integration these days. It's the big thing in tech. So,
yeah.
So Google's trying to continue in their browser wars, like everybody else, and they're competing mostly with Edge. And I don't know, I'm a Google Chrome fan. What about
yeah.
you? What do you use?
Same. That's what I use all the time. Sometimes Edge, I don't know, I think for the last few times, sometimes I don't know if it's popping up automatically, but sometimes I feel like it's come up a few times. But no, Google Chrome works, and I mean, it's been like a good product, so if it isn't broke, why fix it, right?
Exactly right. And they've never charged us for it, so it's a free product that works very well.
Yes, we like that very much indeed, yes. So this is, I guess, tell us what are the new changes or how it's going to work.
There's a lot of new features coming. They're going to be building in buttons on the browser menu, but they're also going to be doing the password management better, which is important. Okay, now as long as you sign into a Google account, your passwords are as safe as they can be with an online service. But with the building it in here with AI help and protect you, they'll even change your passwords or help you change your passwords when they find that it's been found on the internet.
Oh.
So they're getting very good.
It's kind of interesting to have AI help with that because, you know, we've talked since the beginning of this segment about passwords, and we really have. It's kind of interesting. Imagine that, though. Imagine your AI said, hey, I'm changing your password because it looks like you're going to be hacked, and you say, well, what's my new password, AI?
Yeah, and then hopefully they save it in Chrome, and then you won't have to worry about it ever again.
Yeah, well, hopefully they'll tell you, too. Okay. So these are kind of interesting. So these are all, I mean, basically, these have all been upgrades for things that they've tried to do before, right? And now the AI, you can take it to that next level.
Exactly. And, there's, you know, they're also adding some more security. For instance, it detects scams and spam and malicious content now, which in many cases, that's what your antivirus program did. But now the browser is doing it with you. Not for you, but doing it with you, because they want you to know what's going on so that you're not clicking on things you shouldn't be clicking on. So the AI should help with that. As long as the AI is well-trained, I think it's going to be pretty good for all of us.
Okay. All right. So when is this all going to be happening with our Google Chrome here? Will I see this?
Yeah, you will see this. You're going to see it popping up by the end of this month. This is when the major rollout starts, and they hope to have it done quickly because they want people using this. Remember, they're trying to stay ahead of everybody else in the AI forefront. So mm-hmm. they want to give this out to people. They want people to use it, and they want folks to let them know what they would like to see improved or what they would like to made better, which is always good when a company is asking the user what they'd like.
Now, yeah, because you mentioned competition, the browsers, it's still something that will the other browsers be integrating AI?
Well, they are. For instance, Edge already has AI integrated in theirs, which is their, gosh, the name escapes me right now, but they have their AI built in. So there are browsers, though, that will not be putting in AI, and they swear they will never do it. So if you don't want AI, and some people don't, mm-hmm. you can use a different browser, and they're listed here in the article. But also, when you think about these browsers, if you're a Chrome user, you're deep into the Chrome of the Google ecosystem with Google Mail and all those other things, Gemini is going to feel like a natural fear, their change in Chrome. But if you value what they're saying, control and productivity, Edge Copilot might be the better fit.
Okay, so maybe just kind of see what works best for you. Do you have any concerns about the AI integration? Is there anything we need to be worried about? Because you're right, I suppose there are some people that probably hear that the term AI and just want to opt out, and I guess there
yeah,
will be options. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just wonder. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where we go from here, but I, you know, I guess that's part of the whole fun ride here we're on.
I guess you can call it a fun ride. Hey. Like going to the Montreal Fair. Yep.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah, a little bit of queasy in your stomach at times, but hey, you're on the ride. All right. So yeah, what are we? I mean, are you thinking? I mean, I'm not trying to go sci-fi here that it's going to take over or anything, but you know, I mean, are there some concerns? I mean, if especially when you have it taking over security or not?
Yeah, they're always concerned with someone doing something that. In my opinion, many of the folks who are developing this AI aren't quite sure what they're developing.
Yeah.
So until they know what they're doing and why they're doing it, I'm a little concerned with putting all of my data in their hands, trusted it in their hands. So I'm testing all these. I'm using Google. I'm using Edge and Copilot. And I'm just not giving them my full integration at this point in time. As okay. I think I've told you before, I'm not using Chrome anymore or Google for my search engine. I use Perplexity.ai, which I find is doing a much better job. And when I search using Perplexity, it gives me these resources that it used to gather the information. So I'm more confident that it's not just making stuff up.
Perplexity, right?
Perplexity.
Yep. Okay. All right. So, is that something any of us can use?
Anyone can use it. Gives you a couple of like three free searches a day without paying for it. It is going to be a paid service.
Okay.
But it gives you a heads up as to what should be happening with some of these AIs.
Hmm. So. All right. And as far as we know, when it comes to Google Chrome, the AI integration, the AI is just going to be part of it. There won't be a button where you could use Chrome without it. Or will it be just part of built in?
It's going to be built in.
Okay.
You're going to have to use it. It's going to be there for you. I have not seen a way to turn it off yet.
Okay.
So, but you don't have to go in and intentionally use it. It's going to just happen.
Hmm. We got a text in from Tracy. I'm not sure about this. Tracy wants to know. Let's see. Why is AI screening my calls? Is that something that we're having happen? AI is screening your calls, or can you have it do that? Is that something you've heard about?
I'm not sure if she's talking about on her cell phone.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It says, why is AI screening my calls? I'm not sure. I know a lot of times now, I'm not sure where it comes, it'll say something is spam. But I don't know. Is there a service now where you could have an AI screen your call? That's kind of interesting. I don't know. We'll look into it, Tracy.
Yeah, I think we should, because it's probably happening on an iPhone or maybe even an Android.
Yeah.
And it's part of Apple's AI.
All right.
Well, I haven't seen that yet, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, Tracy, we'll check into that, but thank you for the text. That's Tracy texting in on our WATD text line. We always enjoy hearing from people. And David, if people want to read more about the latest integration that's coming with Chrome and Google and also maybe look at Microsoft Edge and get some of the other information, where do people go?
People go to actsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
Actsmartit.com. Actsmartit. David Snell, Actsmartit in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too.